this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, when Bnei Israel is about to leave Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Hashem's going to take them out, Kichatzos Halayla. And the question on that is, why did they say Kichatzos Halayla? And Rashi points out, Gemara and Brachos, that the Mitzrayim, the astrologers, might have said, you know, they really went out at 1202, 1203, so this Hashem, this Moshe, they don't really know anything because they were off by a few minutes, so it wasn't really true. It just happened to happen. And if you think about that for a half a second, it's absolutely ridiculous. They just had the 10 Makos. You're seeing that all the Bechors are dying. And we're going to say because it happened a couple minutes late, and maybe it was just that my watch is wrong, or maybe I can't really tell what time it is, whatever variable there might be, but it must be, no, it's not really true. It just, by freak chance, all these things happen because the fact that it should have said a chatzos, but it wasn't really chatzos. It was a couple of minutes off. Maybe a few days off, 10 hours off maybe, but a minute or two, that's what you're going to have, that's what you're going to have a gripe. And once saw one of the Bali Machshava, he says on this idea that when it comes to looking for something to be wrong, it's very, very easy for us to find something wrong, and we'll find anything, and we'll make a big deal, and we could totally deny everything that we knew beforehand. That, yeah, we saw 9 Makos, that's 10th Maka, a lot of people dying, these Makos have been unbelievable, hard to think that it was a freak chance, but you know, maybe it just was, because what just happened here? You know, it was supposed to happen at midnight, and here it is, 1202, and this is when it finally happened. So it must be. When we're searching for something to be wrong, it's very, very easy to search for something to be wrong and to doubt everything else that happened. Even though, if you think for just a second, it doesn't make any sense. It can't be. We just saw everything. Just be a rational individual on what we know and what we've seen. But when you want to find something wrong, we're very, very good at doing that. And there's nothing Paro and the Mitzrayim wanted more than to think that Hashem and Moshe, they were frauds and they didn't know anything. And this would be their opportunity. This would be their golden opportunity to be like, you know something? This has all been a farce. Nothing has been emes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to take that chance. So he uses the word kichatzos to show that, no, I think kichatzos, in case I'm not going to be wrong. I'm 100% going to be right. And it's going to happen when I say it's going to happen. But maybe your watch is not accurate. Maybe your telling of time is not accurate. And I'm not going to take that risk. And I'm not going to allow you to have that petach to be able to be a non-believer. I'm going to do everything in my power to make it that you can't have, oh, you know, I'm not really real because it didn't happen exactly at that time. No, I gave myself a little bit of a leeway. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and we should all be believers and not looking for those little avenues to be able to not have faith.